Welcome to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Do you keep the fourth commandment? Do you know what the fourth commandment is? Well, it has to do with, as a Christian, how you spend your Sunday. As Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein continues from the Journey to Zion teaching series on the Shabbat, the Sabbath.
It's so sad and unfortunate that so many people have never really experienced what a true Sabbath is like. I'm convinced that were they to do so, they would themselves embrace it and make it a part of their lives, their weekly schedule. There's a wonderful story I once heard of a 5-year-old girl who came from a secular Jewish home. Her parents were good people, but not religiously observant. Well, one day her parents decided to go on a weekend vacation, and they left her with her grandparents who were observant. The little girl watched in amazement as her grandmother kindled the light of the Sabbath candles, prayed that God would watch over her family and bring healing to those who were sad or were sick. She was totally mesmerized as her grandfather blessed her. In short, she experienced a sublime beauty that she had never before experienced. Then Saturday night after the Sabbath was over, her parents came to pick her up and take her home. But before leaving, she turned to her grandfather and she whispered into his ear, "Grandpa, thank you for this Shabbat, and please tell God goodbye. I have to go home now." My friends, I pray your Sabbath experience is enhanced by our teachings and that they're the beginning, not the end, of our deepened and sanctified relationship with God.
You've been listening to Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, founder of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Learn more about the Fellowship's newest DVD Bible study on the biblical temples at holylandmoments.ca.